With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. From time to time, we like to tell listeners about the artistic endeavors of WKAR staffers when they're away from the station. It's time to do it again. Classical music host Linda Kernahan is also a composer, and a piece she wrote appears on a new album from flutist Lindsay Goodman. The new album from flutist Lindsay Goodman is called Transporting Bright, New Music for Flute. The final track, My Compass Still to Guide Me, was written by WKAR's Linda Kernahan. It's performed by Goodman's ensemble, Pandemonium 4. Goodman frequently performs work by living composers, and Kernahan reached out to connect with the flutist while living in Pittsburgh, where Goodman has often done shows. Later, Kernahan moved to Columbus, Ohio, where Goodman lives, and the pair became what they call in-person besties. Goodman is serious about recording and performing modern works.
I like to say that Beethoven's a little bit of a jerk. I went and visited him at home in Vienna 2 Julys ago, and he was not there. He does not return my texts or my emails or my calls, whereas Linda and I can go out for a cocktail or a coffee or a meal and actually talk about art. And so that's why I prefer living composers.
Kernahan is quick to point out, though, that Goodman is also very good at the traditional flute repertoire.
She can do it all, but you know, music is something that by definition is to be shared. There has to be a listener, there has to be a performer, and someone has to create that music. And I feel privileged to do that.
On Transporting Bright, Goodman has chosen to close the album with the piece she commissioned Kernahan to write for her quartet, Pandemonium 4.
Through that work, I think Linda now gained 3 additional good friends. And I believe that that is one of her most performed works because as a quartet, we just love it and our audiences love it. And we just keep programming it again and again and again because it's so beautiful.
This isn't their first collaboration. Goodman's album Returning to Heights Unseen includes Kernahan's solo flute piece, Demon Daemon. Linda wanted it to bring listeners into the process of practicing the instrument. It has a theatrical element with Goodman making mistakes and panicking on purpose.
Things could go wrong. Things don't always go perfectly. And that's the work of the practice room, is to get you as close to that as you can be. But on the way there, you often have to kind of go through the wilderness, you know, go through a great deal of struggle.
Returning to the new composition, Kernahan wanted to showcase each member of the quartet.
The piece really does explore different areas. It's got a lot of different styles of music, from the very rhythmic and syncopated to kind of fast, fluttery music. And then I always have a love theme somewhere in my piece. And in this case, the group has named it the Princess Leia theme. It's a lot of fun.
Goodman and Kernahan have another recording in the works. They're also considering a collaboration that would mesh Goodman's interest in electronic music with Kernahan's experience writing for theremin. In the meantime, there's My Compass Still to Guide Me and the other new compositions on Transporting Bright. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.